I join with our brother Jason in welcoming you this afternoon. We have an excellent crowd, and we're delighted to see each one of you. We encourage you to get your Bible and examine the things that are said in light of what God's Word teaches. You might like to have your Bible in one hand and your songbook in another, as Brother Huddleston and I will be working together this afternoon in a sermon and song. I want to talk to you for just a few moments about why I want to go to heaven. The Apostle Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." Of all the things I want to do, the most pressing and the most urgent is I want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven more than anything in this world. And making use of some of the beautiful songs in our hymn book, I'd like to suggest to you a few reasons why it is that I want to go to heaven. First of all, I want to go to heaven because I want to see my King. In the book of Daniel, in chapter 7, verses 13 to 14, we read where Daniel saw the Son of Man return unto the Ancient of Days, and there was given unto him, among other things, a kingdom. In Matthew chapter 16, 18 and 19, in the Lord's conversation with his disciples, he asked, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And there were various answers given to that. And then Jesus asked his disciples the question personally, and Peter answered, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed thus unto thee, but my Father which art in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom." Jesus came to establish his kingdom. And he said, as recorded in Mark 9 and verse 1, that there be those that stand here which shall not taste of death, that is, they'll not die, till they see the kingdom of God come with power. Jesus is presented in the book of truth as the King of kings and Lord of lords in Revelation 17 and in verse 14. And when he comes, he's going to present the kingdom, deliver up the kingdom to God, according to 1 Corinthians 15 and in verse 24. I want to go to heaven because I want to see my King. In the book Sacred Selections, we sing a song sometimes by the title, "We Shall See the King Someday." If you'll turn to number 6, we're going to sing that together.
Gather round.
As I begin to collect things in this world, it soon occurs to me that earth holds no treasures, but perish with using, however precious they be. I want to go to heaven because heaven holds all to me. Song number 355. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 19, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." And Paul talks about the new man and being risen with Christ in chapter 3 of his epistle to the Colossians. He said, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." Let's sing number 355, "Heaven Holds All to Me." As I look around this world, it's a dirty place, isn't it? Evil on every hand. I want to go to heaven because of how beautiful heaven must be. Song number 357. John was allowed to see a new heaven and a new earth. In Revelation 21 and verse 2, he said, "I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And then down at verse 10, he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates. And at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And in verse 16, the record continues, the city lieth four square. And then as you drop down to verse 27, there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And the beautiful description continues in chapter 22. He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There should be no more curse. But the throne of God shall be in it, and the servants shall serve him. They shall see his face. His name shall be in their foreheads. There should be no night there, and they need no candle. Neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these things are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. What a beautiful description of heaven. That place that is reserved for the elect. I want to go to heaven. Because how beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful. Heaven must be. Let's sing. another reason I want to go to heaven is because this world is not my home. Number 361. The Bible presents us as strangers and pilgrims, just passing through. We're just sojourners. The Bible teaches that our conversation, that is our citizenship, is in heaven, from whence we look for the Lord Jesus, Philippians 3, and in verse 20. Peter admonished those to whom he wrote in 1 Peter 2 and verse 11, abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul. And he did that by reminding them of the fact that they were strangers and pilgrims. The song suggests, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. How about you? You feel at home in this world? I want to go to heaven because this world is not my home. Older brother told me, John, don't get old. I don't know any way of avoiding that hardly, do you? Kind of part of life, isn't it? If the Lord blesses us. In the book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 12, the Bible presents life in a way that you and I would do well to contemplate when Solomon said, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." Those are the days of advanced age, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. That's expressing the fact that as you're advanced in years, there's often one affliction after another. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they're few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. And when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. What that's doing is presenting the aging process. Another older brother tell me, I remember hearing him preach, and he read this, and he talked about how that he didn't like to look in the mirror as much as he used to, because of how things had changed over the years. The hair and more wrinkles and this and that, and how he wasn't able to do some things that he used to do. I want to tell you another reason why I want to go to heaven, and that is because I'll be in a land where we'll never grow old. I think about song number 384. Man has long sought for the fountain of youth. And I suggest to you that you can go to a place where we'll never grow old. We're going to sing about it.
Jesus on high.
one other reason I want to share with you, and many others could be said, but there are many disappointments in life and occasions when grief and sadness fill our hearts, many occasions for tears, and I want to go to a place where there's no more tears. You know, in Revelation 21 and verse 4, John revealed, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. You think about occasions when there have been tears that have filled your eyes because of things that you've had to go through. I look forward to that day when our Heavenly Father will take His handkerchief and just wipe all those away, don't you? No more tears, no sorrow, no sadness, no pain, no separation. No tears in heaven, number 403. No tears up there. Sorrow and pain will all have flown. No tears up there. No tears in heaven will be known. I want to go to heaven because I want to go to a place where there's no tears. How about you? Let's see. Would you like to go to this place? It's possible. The Lord's made it available to us. But not everybody's going. That's not the impression you'd get from most people that you listen to on the television or the radio or have occasion to read after. But the Bible teaches that most people aren't going to heaven. In fact, the Lord said in Matthew chapter 7, 21 and 22, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, Lord, what will you profess to many? I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. The Bible indicates that heaven is reserved for the few. Matthew 7, verse 14, few there shall be that find it. Remember that passage with which we started our study in 1 Peter 1 and in verse 4? an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven. Have you made your reservations? Maybe you've had something special in mind, a place that you'd like to go, and you'd call and you want to make reservations, and they say, sorry, but we're all booked up. Heaven's not all booked up. And that you can have your name in the book. You can make your reservation. It's a prepared place for a prepared people. The Lord said in the book of John 14, as he comforted the troubled hearts of his disciples, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. The Lord went to prepare heaven for us. But we have to prepare ourselves for it. And we do that by enlisting our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Revelation 20 and verse 15, whosoever is not found written in the Book of Life was cast in the lake of fire. And in chapter 21 and verse 27, there shall in no wise enter into it, that is, into heaven, anything that defileth, either whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. How do I go about having my name written there, making my reservation? I do that by hearing the Word of God, by believing it with all of my heart, by repenting of my sins, making a change in my life, turning from my sins to the living God to do what He wants me to do, to make the confession of faith that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and to be baptized into Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins, to have my sins washed away, and then to be faithful unto death, to live my life for the One who loved me and gave Himself for me, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of our Lord. And then, whether the Lord comes first or I'm taken by death, I can face the judgment with confidence, having obeyed the Lord and serving Him in faithfulness, that I can hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou in the joy of thy Lord. Paul could say as he came to the close of his life, I fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. He said, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. We're going to sing number 633, Prepare to Meet Thy God, as a song to encourage you to prepare for this prepared place. Do you want to go to heaven? Do you want to go more than anything in this world? Have you made your reservations? If you should breathe your last today, or the Lord should come, would you be prepared? Would you go to the place that we've talked and sung about, we've read about, that beautiful place called heaven? If we miss heaven, then we've missed all there is. Don't miss heaven. Prepare to meet thy God. Careless soul, why will you linger, wandering from the fold of God? Hear you not the invitation? Oh, prepare to meet thy God. Why so thoughtless are you standing while the fleeting years go by and your life is spent in folly? Oh, prepare to meet thy God. Hear you not the earnest pleadings of your friends that wish thee well? And perhaps before tomorrow you'll be called to meet thy God. If you spurn the invitation till the Spirit shall depart, then you'll see your sad condition, unprepared to meet thy God. Careless soul, oh, heed the warning. For your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment, unprepared to meet thy God. There's no reason for anybody to leave this door unprepared to meet God. Maybe you've already obeyed the gospel, but you've become unfaithful. You need to be restored. You need to admit sin in your life. You need